For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery. Long before the water crisis that thrust the city into the international spotlight, Flint had a strong connection to the river that bears its name. The Flint River was once the site of buzzing auto factories and tranquil parks. Now a new revitalization project starting up this week aims to bring people back to the river once again. Churning white water glistens in the sun as it bursts from the shadow of Hamilton Dam. On the north bank of the Flint River, a fisherman casts his lure into the waves. Carl, as he simply introduces himself, has found tranquility on this spot for 30 years.
It's fun. Get away from home, relax your mind. Water always calms the mind, so, you know, it's a great place. It's a good go-to place. It really is.
Carl reels in his line. Nothing. But just then, his friend, mere steps away, hauls in his catch, an 18-inch smallmouth bass. You might think this spirited moment doesn't quite mesh with the negative media narrative about Flint and its water supply. But urban planners hope two major improvement projects starting this year will bring people back to the river with confidence. The first is just getting started upstream from the dam, and the game pieces are already on the board.
We've got excavators and dozers and backhoes and everything out here. It's a kid's dream to see all that equipment out here.
Andrew Santini is a project manager with Consumers Energy. He points to the site where decades ago his company operated a manufactured gas plant. Over time, coal tar settled on the riverbed. The plant is long gone, but the sediment remains. Now Santini says Consumers Energy is dredging the river to clean up the contaminants.
The excavators will be on a barge. They'll be digging the sediment. That'll be moved to an offloading area. That'll get put into a truck. The truck goes into one of those big tents. The sediment will dewater. We'll collect that water. We'll treat it. And it'll go back into the sanitary sewer system by permit for the city of Flint. And then the material will go off to a landfill.
The riverbed will be capped with layers of clay, sand, and rock to prevent any residual matter from washing downstream. Santini says dredging will not impede the river's flow or increase the risk of flood. The work is expected to wrap up in November, and when it's complete, a second phase of Flint's riverfront renaissance will begin. Hamilton Dam was built in 1920, but it won't be around to see its centennial. It's in deplorable condition. Four of its six gates are closed for safety, and the water level on the upstream side has been lowered to decrease pressure on the dam. Genesee County Parks Director Amy McMillan says it's time to remove the dam before it fails.
We don't feel like we're in imminent danger of that, but as you look at the dam, you can see that parts of the superstructure of the dam are crumbling.
McMillan says removing the dam will allow the county and its partners to soften the river channel and provide more access points on the river. She says that will also create more connectivity for walking and biking trails, and it will also help restore a long-suffering former gem from an earlier day in Flint's history. Riverbank Park is a grid of concrete slabs that was once the avant-garde of 1970s urban design, but it's fallen into disrepair over the years. In the section of the park known as Market Stall Block, concrete Venetian-style canals are now overgrown marshes. The Flint River is inaccessible.
You cannot see the river from here. So Market Stall Block, as it's reimagined, will remove these barriers to the river. There will be a beach in this area of park that will allow people to get down to and into the river, whether it's for fishing or paddling, eventually swimming.
McMillan is careful to separate what she views as two distinct issues, the Flint water crisis and the Flint River. One, she notes, was a man-made failure. She views the second as a natural treasure, a 140-mile watershed whose beauty is muted only in a small one-mile stretch of urban core. While the city continues to remediate lead particulates in its pipe system, McMillan asserts the Flint River itself is, in her words, extraordinarily healthy. Officials believe the Flint River Revitalization Project will spur new recreational opportunities in the city, as well as facilitate walleye migration down the river. That's good news for Carl, the fisherman whose love of the sport has kept him loyal to Flint for the last 45 years.
As long as it's positive, do what you gotta do. We'll go with it and see how it works out.
Consumers Energy is scheduled to begin dredging the Flint River this week. The entire revitalization project is expected to be completed in 2019. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.